Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's turn our attention to La Caprara Valley B Squad Volleyball. We're going to wrap up the B Squad season with Coach Heidi Gertis. And Heidi joins us by phone. And good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, you got moved up. This is your first time at B Squad, right?
Yes, this is my first time as a JV coach. I have coached for La Caprara for, I don't know, maybe 5 years, but I've kind of gone from C Squad to back down to junior high, and now I'm at JV level. So it was a great year. We had a lot of fun, and I felt like we had a successful season.
Yeah, it was a whole new coaching staff with Molly, you, and Kim, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us how the B Squad season went this year.
Well, it went really well. But to start off, I'd just like to thank the parents for their time and the support that they've given their daughters throughout the season. It's a busy time of year, and these girls, really, that means a lot to them with the support that they get from their families. And when they're able to be with them and help them and are able to watch each and every one of their games. And our season started off really pretty decent. But the only thing is you never know as a coach how many girls I'm going to have, who's going to play what position, or maybe even who, like, the head coach might take from you throughout the season. But we seemed to adjust to every situation that came up, and we did it the best to our abilities of where we were at, and so I felt like they did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the win-loss record there in front of you, or you got any memorable moments during the season that stand out?
Yeah, our record for the season was 11-3. We lost to Lakeview, McCray, and Mineota.
Oh,
so all the other teams we did beat, whether it was in two or three. So the girls had a really good record. One of the memories that I do have is we went to the Dawson tournament, and that's a memory that we don't want to remember because we had just played some of these teams in our regular season, and then we go and play them in a tournament, and we couldn't even hardly win one set. So that's not a memory that I really want to remember, but and the girls would tell you that they did not have a very good morning at that tournament, but you know what, we just moved on and we finished off the season strong. So
great, good. Yeah, that's a great record, 11-3. So you got the roster there in front of you, Heidi. Why don't you talk about each girl and talk about their season?
One of my players was Riley Lund, and Riley was a really good all-around great player. She played both front row and back row, and just did a great job placing the ball in, like, the least expected spots, and so she just did an all-around great job. Addison Molden, she is also, and by the way, Riley is a freshman. Addison Molden is a sophomore. She's another great back row player. She has really nice passes and did just an awesome job in the back row. Isabel Gertis is an eighth grader. She's another great back row player. She was our libero for the season, and she was definitely a player out there that was determined to make sure that she was going to back up or get the balls and let them drop in the back row. Addie Bond is a sophomore, and she was another one of our outside hitters. She also played all the way around, and sometimes she got a little bit limited time playing because of the head coach, Molly Hennon, wanting to take her for varsity for a match or so. Ashley McFarland, she was a junior. She played front row as a middle hitter. She was a great leader and made huge gains throughout the season. Michaela Munsterman, she was also a junior, and she was a very flexible player who was willing to play wherever she was asked to play. She did mainly play front row, but again, she was a flexible person. Paige Meyer is another freshman. She was another front row middle hitter. She is a very coachable player and always wants to learn something new. Ayana Gibson was our setter for the year. Ayana was quick in her feet and always on her toes. She's definitely determined to get that second hit because we always say setter gets the second hit. And so she was great as a setter. Cassidy Olson was our right side hitter. This was a great spot for a lefty. This was also a great spot for her because in the past she's also been a setter. But so if Ayana wasn't able to get the second hit, Cass was up in front and able to help her out and able to set the ball. And she was also another very good leader and worked really hard. Caitlin Kilson was a backup setter and also got a little playing time in the back row. And our last one is Sheridan. Caitlin is also an eighth grader. Sheridan is a freshman, and she joined the JV team at the end of the season. She's going to be a great player, good asset to the Lac Parle volleyball team. She made huge improvements on her hitting. So Sheridan is my last one on the roster.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's a good roster there. And, some of those girls will probably get to see some varsity time next year, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of girls that are older, but there are a lot of girls that are younger, too, that are able to step on the court and do what is asked of, whether it be Coach Hennin or Coach Curtis. And so I think that we have a lot to look forward to with the younger girls also.
Okay. Any managers or stat people that took stats for you during the year or not?
Well, throughout the season for varsity, we did have stats, girls that took stats. We don't have the stats for JV or C squad, but the girls that took stats were Addison Molden, Riley Lund, Paige Meyer, Isabel Gerdes, and Caitlin Kittleson. And then, like, Sheridan Bussey helped out also.
Okay.
And then maybe a little bit, Maya Conrad also helped out with stats. So, but there were other pieces that other girls, you know, if they didn't dress for JV, they did other pieces, like whether they were recording for Miss Hennin. So there were a lot of pieces that a lot of these girls helped the team out, and we are very thankful as a LTPV coaching staff.
Yep. Yeah, I know when Coach Hennin wrapped up the varsity season, she had a lot of nice things to say about you, Heidi, about how you helped her so much this year in her first year as head coach, and she appreciated that.
Yeah, well, you know, it definitely does take a team or a village to build some of these pieces, because it's not only one person that can do all that belongs to make a team become successful. And, I mean, I feel like our team did a really great job, whether it was C-Squad, JV, Varsity. There's just pieces that each one of us coaches are able to fill in, and some might know more of this part, but there are other coaching staff might be able to help out in other pieces or whatever. So I felt like we did a pretty decent job, all three of us coaches, working together and doing what was best for the program this season.
Okay, yeah, you did a great job, and that's kind of special for you with the daughters on the team.
Yeah, Sydney is my senior, and Isabel is my eighth grader, and so Sydney's last year, tough as a parent, but
yeah.
Hey, you know what, this means that they've done their job and they're ready to move on, but now I have my Isabel, who's got 4 years left of high school, and I look forward to see what she's got in store for us.
Yep, I really enjoy watching them play. They're competitors.
They definitely are competitive, yeah. And they love sports.
All right. Anything, did we cover everything then, Heidi?
I think we did.
Okay.
I feel like I said, the season overall went really well, and I'm thankful for how well the players worked together on and off the court, and I look forward to watching these girls throughout their high school volleyball careers, and I hope to continue on with LQPV volleyball.
All right. Appreciate the time, Heidi, this morning, and wrapping up that B-Squad season. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Yep. That's Heidi Gerdes, Lac La Parle Valley B-Squad coach, wrapping up her season. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.